PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves. You hear that?
YOLO!
That's an internet troll telling you to put all your money into a single investment.
YOLO! YOLO! YOLO!
He wants you to liquidate your emergency fund.
YOLO!
And buy a digital racehorse named Silicon Steve.
YOLO!
Stay vigilant. He's very persistent.
YOLO!
Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play. Only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Saving money on everything for your next project. Now at Menard. Menards has a huge selection of bagged concrete and mortar mixes. Whether you're pouring a walkway, concrete slab, or setting a post, we have the right product at the best price to complete your project. Shop our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening now.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, they were exploring an abandoned psychiatric hospital, and then she saw a patient.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Share those stories with us. We love to hear your real ghost stories. You can call in at 855-853-4802. Write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You can also be a premium subscriber. That means you get commercial-free versions of the show. You'll also get advanced episodes and access to the archive. That would be like years of listening pleasure. You can try it 3 days free through Apple Podcasts. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes, and Kathy Gordon, you've intrigued me. You said you have a story, and I'm like, oh, okay. And you said it's about dogs. Oh, okay, even better.
Well, you know, the other day we did a story, and just kind of as a minor part in this story that was brought up, that they had a dog that seemed to be like staring off into space. And
hear that
you know,
a lot.
Like they could see something that the dog was, but there was nothing there, you know. And I think that got me thinking about a dog that I had. We were living in Western Kansas.
Shiloh.
And
are you talking about Shiloh?
No, it's not Shiloh. Okay. It's actually Sam.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, Sam was a little Shih Tzu. And we had just gotten him. Now, I want to preface this with the fact that we had built a house. And we had not been living there too awful long. So just think about this as a brand new house.
Yeah.
You know, we'd probably been living there maybe a couple years tops. And a couple little things had happened in the house that kind of, you know, made me think, well, you know, like, okay, that was odd or weird, but not a lot of continuing stuff. But we got a little puppy named Sam, and he was a little Shih Tzu.
Oh my God, so he was
a small dog.
Cute. So
all
cute.
Brown, all brown Shih Tzu, and he was super cute. And he was still very young. I would say he was only maybe 6-8 months old. And we had a bathroom, kind of what we called the upstairs main bathroom. You know, there was one that went with the master bedroom or whatever, but this was just kind of the main one that everybody could use. And you had to kind of turn and go down a little hall to it. And, you know, down that hall was the bathroom and then a couple bedrooms, you know, whatnot. And Sam started going into that bathroom and just sitting in there, staring about, you know, maybe to a wall that was about 5 feet away from him. He was just, so there was space in between him and this wall. And he would just stare and stare. And sometimes he'd kind of growl. And it was like he was watching something or seeing something. And I'd go get him and bring him out and go, you know, okay, that's enough of that. And then after, you know, another day, there he'd be back in the bathroom, just in that same spot, staring and growling and, you know, so forth. And it kind of got to be kind of a joke. Where's Sam? He's probably in the bathroom. Did you look?
You know? And there he'd be.
Yeah. And so it was just an odd thing that Sam was doing. But we just were, you know, it was kind of, we were thinking our dog sees dead people or something, you know, jokes. It was just jokes. But then sometimes he would even get to where he would bark. And then it'd be like, God dang, now he's barking at something in the bathroom. I'd go in there, absolutely nothing there. I'm not feeling anything weird. I'm just, you know, thinking this dog is loopy. So one day I had gone to down to a bedroom at the end of that hall, and I grabbed a load of, you know, a laundry basket full of dirty clothes I was going to go wash. And I'm walking down the hall, and just as I get to that bathroom, I catch that there's a man standing in the doorway of it. And it was really one of those just blurry kinds of visions, but it was a man. And you guys, it surprised me. It just took me by surprise so bad that I actually just knocked myself into the wall away from this man, and I knocked pictures off the wall. I had some big pictures that were hanging there, and I dropped the laundry basket, and I looked up, and he wasn't there. It scared me so bad.
Well,
and
yeah.
So, you know, so this is that same bathroom, and like to the point that I just, you know, lunged across into the wall, you know, and knocked off some stuff. So I told my husband.
Well, nobody expects a man in their bathroom.
It's, I know, like, and he was just standing in the doorway. He was right there, you know. And so, but when I knocked everything off and dropped the laundry and whatever, and I look and he's not there, and my heart is just absolutely pounding. So I tell my husband, I said, you know, what happened, and he's a little bit like, right, you know, like I
yeah,
can tell.
Yeah, he was
he didn't really, you know, think that. But Sam continues to go into the bathroom. Now, when Sam goes into the bathroom, I'm kind of flipped out. You know, I'm like, I go get him, but I'm scared I'm going to see this man. And I'm beginning to think Sam is seeing the man, you know. Well, I'm pretty sure he is. That's what I'm thinking. So, oh gosh, maybe 2-3 months go by after I had my incident. And I was in Taos, New Mexico, doing an art workshop. And my husband, for some reason, was at home alone. Like the kid, it was summer. The kids are all at camps and whatever. So he was there by himself. And he calls me kind of late at night. And he's really shook up. And I said, what? And he said, well, he was working in his office, which was closer to that bathroom. And he said, and I went into that. Oh, Sam had been in that bathroom barking. And it was late at night. And he said, and I was trying to work and it was just annoying me. He said, so I went in there to get Sam. And he said, I stepped in there and all of a sudden, he said, I don't know if I can explain this right. He said, but there was like this wind. He goes, and it was strong. It was just a strong, super cold wind. And he said, it just absolutely went through my body and out. And I said, okay, so you didn't see him, but now you felt him, you know, like I'm not making this stuff up. Right. So anyway, that was kind of our story, but it all began with our dog seeing. Now, you know, it continued. I never saw a man in there again after that. I think we lived there a few more years. But it did continue with Sam. Sam continued to go in there. And,
I remember that being a little joke about Sam being in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because dogs don't hang out in the bathroom.
No.
Unless
and just
it's
stare at a
summer
wall.
And it's hot and you've got tile floor and it's cool near an air conditioning vent. Then they'll hang
but
out.
But then they're going to lay on the floor and sleep or whatever. But he would just sit there and stare. He would sit. He wouldn't lay at all. He would just sit and, like, at attention, stare at the wall, you know, which was about, like, say, 5-6 feet away from him.
See, I just think that animals are so much more in tune with what's going on than we are. You know, because I think they pick up better on emotions and energy, and they can tell when the weather is going to change. And so they have this in-tuneness, I don't know if that's a word, with the universe. And so I also think because of that, they're more in tune with the other side of things.
Mm-hmm. I completely agree. You know,
that little they're Sam, open he was to such a good boy, too.
He was a good boy.
He was such a good boy. That was a good story, Kathy. Thank you for sharing.
And now it's Sam that I have. He was really my daughter's dog. And after she went to college, she took him and he lived with her. And it's Sam. She moved overseas and she said, Mom, would you take Sam's remains? Because I just don't want to put them in storage. And I don't think I can actually take them over with me, you know, overseas. I'm afraid they'd confiscate them or whatever. And so she said, would you take them home? And I said, yeah, sure. And so I took them home. I put them next to the little shrine I have for my other dog. And that's the dresser the other day where things had been really moved around.
Well, and that had been going on, though, before Sam got there. So,
But Sam got moved around the other day.
Then it kind of stopped for a little bit. And you thought, oh, well, they're together. Maybe they're happy.
But it didn't.
Yeah.
Then Rosie's remains were removed. Sam's were moved. It was all moved around the other day. So
I don't know. That is the weirdest
thing. Something's up there.
What did you call it? The rearrangement?
Yeah. I have a rearrangement that happens in my house. That's what we're calling it.
So creepy.
Maybe it's the ghost of an interior decorator who doesn't like the way I'm doing it. And she just comes in or he comes in and thinks they're making it better.
That's an idea. I mean, what if you moved Rosie and Sam and put them in another spot and put something else there just to see what would happen?
Yeah, I could do that.
Try it just to see.
I can do that.
See if
I've always had Rosie there since I've lived here.
And you've had problems with her being moved.
Because she's in one of those big stainless steel type things, containers that's really heavy.
But she was, it's small though, because she was a
I mean, it's small, but it's super heavy. Like you can't just move on its own, you know.
Well,
you can't just say, well, I bumped into the dresser or something.
Let's put it like this. I have animal remains in here, my bedroom, my living room. And so in my bedroom, I have my cat Bob on the dresser, and Bob has never, ever, ever moved. Now that I've said that, I'll probably go in there. It's like, what the hell, Bob? He's moved. But he's never moved. Not one of them have moved. You know, so that's kind of weird at your house. I'm just saying.
Yep.
Well, let's listen to this story about the psychiatric hospital, which I think is crazy that you would go explore a psychiatric hospital.
Ooh, pretty scary. But I'd have to have somebody that was big and strong with me because I'm going to be like hanging on to somebody the whole time.
Don't take me because I will not help you in that respect.
I'm going to be like hanging on to somebody's arm the entire time.
So this says the story takes place back in 2011 when I was 17. Back in those days, I was taking a lot of chances with the paranormal as well as getting into photography. So I will say right there, there's this whole thing in these abandoned buildings about photography, and there's people who go around the country just to take photographs in these places. So some of the places I've talked to on the Grave Talks, they offer photography sessions. Like for a set price, you can go and take all the pictures you want. And it does say it right here, especially the photos I could get through urban exploration. And that's kind of what it is. So that kind of makes more sense to me than just going into an abandoned psychiatric hospital.
My daughter used to do that. Kate, she used to go into like there was an old school and they would break into it somehow and then just do these photo shoots to upload to
Instagram. It's actually pretty cool. You know? Tony used to do that a lot. So it says, my perfect chance to feed both hobbies came along with my friend T. Asked me if I wanted to come up with her family for a long weekend in Kings Park, New York. For people who aren't familiar with the area, Kings Park is home to a large, self-sustaining psychiatric center that closed in 1986 after being open for 111 years.
Wow.
I looked this next part up. With over 130 buildings, It housed not only its patients, but doctors, had farms, mills, train station, police, and fire station, bowling alley, recreational buildings. I looked that up, and I even found the number 150. So let's go with 130. That's a lot.
That's
so this
crazy.
Is massive. So, you know, a lot of these places, in 111 years, you know, it makes you think
it
could
had a bowling
been,
alley.
Well, you know, because like the tuberculosis hospitals, which maybe it was open originally as that, they tried to set them up as their own little cities because they didn't want people coming in and out. So the employees lived on the ground. They would have, you know, the heat, the water, the electricity.
Sure. Well, my thought is, how creepy would an abandoned bowling alley be? That would be so creepy to walk into a bowling alley that's just been neglected and, you know.
I just think that's so crazy. So
empty abandoned swimming pools to me are super creepy.
Especially when they have water in them.
Oh.
Which is just dangerous for animals.
Absolutely.
So let's see. With that said, I was like a kid in a candy shop when T told me that not only we could go, but you could see the buildings without even leaving his grandparents' yard. When we arrived in New York, T and I set off to look around some of the closer abandoned buildings and hopefully plan an outdoor photo shoot for the next day. Yeah. The first buildings we came up to are what I believe were buildings 21 and 22, which are nicknamed the Quad. While we walked around, mouths hanging open as we looked at the splendor of the great rotting buildings before us, we began to hear what sounded like two men with harsh Long Island accents having a conversation. For two 17-year-olds with the intent of letting ourselves into the abandoned and off-limits asylum, our first fear was cops. Telling myself that we weren't actually in any of the buildings yet, my second fear was obviously crazy homeless people. And both of those are valid. I could see, you know, it could be somebody dangerous or it could be the cops. It's one or the other extreme. Being one with a heavy camera and pocket knife, I decided to slink toward the conversation, ready to schmooze or attack any trouble that came my way. The voices were coming from inside the service tunnel that opened up at the end side of one of the buildings, and I braced myself to go down. I took a peek, and I found the voices sounded like they were right in front of me, but there was no one in sight. I traveled even farther down the tunnel.
Still
couldn't find anyone, and the voices sounded behind me when I decided that was enough bravery for one day. The next day, T and I set out to do our photo shoot as planned. 2 hours into our journey around the many buildings of Kings Park, I was starting to get irritated. I couldn't find any easy way to get into any of the buildings and wasn't really looking forward to my last option, which was going through a broken window and risking the scrapes. I was also on edge. It seemed like every time we neared a building, all you could hear from the many broken windows above was the sound of big, heavy metal doors. Bang! One would go off, then bang! Then another floor above it, bang! Something was there. As T went to do a quick wardrobe change under one of the overhangs, I scouted our new area for photos. I randomly looked up at one of the windows, and that's when I saw him. An old man walking past the window. He was hunched and seemed to be wearing a hospital gown. At first, I didn't really think too much about it, my mind already trying to explain it as a homeless man or someone trying to scare onlookers, until he disappeared. His body never went to the next window pane, and it couldn't have been a reflection because the window I was looking at didn't have any glass left in its panes. When he disappeared, I had an overwhelming sense of pure insanity. The encounter had probably only lasted 2 seconds, but it happened in slow motion for me. My mind couldn't take what it was feeling. All I could do was scream. T had to tackle me to the ground to silence me, and after that, I was too afraid to go inside any of the buildings. The rest of the day, while we took photos, the doors banged all around us, almost like someone was mocking us. I've never gone back, And I always kind of hated myself for not swallowing my fear and going inside. The photographer in me mourns the interior shots never taken, but my mind won't let me forget the fear I had of that sighting. I've never been as afraid of any other experience with a paranormal as I have been with this one, which is odd considering it's not the worst that has ever happened to me. Even now, I can feel the anxiety taking me back to that place, and I want to scream. Thanks for all you do, Rosa. That, to me, like that, isn't that crazy? So you're at an abandoned psychiatric hospital, and you see someone in one of the abandoned buildings wearing what looks like a hospital robe.
Mm-hmm.
Makes you think it's a ghost of one of the patients.
Well, and that teamed up with all the other things. You're hearing voices, you know, doors are slamming. You know, I'm assuming they probably even heard footsteps here and there, things like that. This whole combination of things. But the intensity of the emotion of it all was overpowering.
And so I Googled this place, and it looks just like what you would think it looks like.
I looked at it, too.
It's
I couldn't help myself while you were reading that story. I had to look and see what they were talking about. It's absolutely enormous. Would you say there's hundreds of rooms in there?
Oh, easy. Like, there's one ginormous building, and then there's all those other buildings.
Yeah.
Because they basically built a city.
Yeah.
And then abandoned
And this
the
is
city.
Out in Long Island, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And from what I could tell, it's still abandoned. You know, I don't think like it's open for paranormal investigations. I think probably everything is too compromised. You know, it's not
safe.
Yeah,
I think it would be dangerous to be inside of there by the looks of some of these pictures. Like there's elevators and things that would have to be have big elevator shafts. And like that things like that would be very dangerous.
Very dangerous. So I think there's a reason why Rosa was being kept out of the inside of those buildings, you know, because I just don't know, you know, yeah, you regret not getting those interior shots, but at the same time, you're alive. You know, you could have fallen. You could have fallen through a floor or anything.
That looking at it, that's a definite possibility.
Yeah.
And all these buildings are very damaged. I mean, there's obviously been a lot of people in there with graffiti and things like that, which probably they all have stories to tell, too. If anyone else is out there from that area that's gone out and looked at these buildings, they've probably got some stories they could tell us about it as well. Maybe they've seen the man, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's always good, though, to think if you guys even know, like in this situation, because it's such a densely populated area, this is Long Island, there's probably other people out there with similar stories that can validate some of the things that Rosa just said.
Yeah, that would be interesting, wouldn't it? Mm-hmm. You know there's people sneaking in there all the time.
Oh, like the graffiti, you can tell that.
I think when we were younger, I could see us doing something like that. I'd been scared shitless, but I think if my friends wanted me to do it, I'd have done it.
Oh, I think that would have totally been a thing you would have done, right? You get together, what do? Let's go out to that haunted psychiatric place. You bet.
Come on, it'll be fun.
Yeah.
Will it really be fun?
You know, but I'll bet there's other people with stories of this place. I'd like to hear if anybody's out there listening. If you've got a story about this, the Kings Park Psychiatric Center in Long Island, call it in so we can hear your
I do
stories.
Know one time, and I wasn't a kid. I was in my 30s. And
you were still a kid.
We broke in. I figured out a way. There was this amusement park on the south side of town here, Joyland. And now it's abandoned. Like you can see some really super ass creepy pictures. But it was like to the end of its time. And I'm like, I'd walk my dog by there and I realized all you have to do is go underneath this bridge and you're in. So one day I walked down there. I'm like, there's no fencing. You just go underneath this bridge and you're in Joyland. So one night we're at my house and I said, stupidly.
Technically, that's not breaking in.
Right. And so I said, I know how to get into Joyland. And everybody's like, what do you mean you know how to get into Joyland? And so we did it. And we all walked over there and we just went under this bridge and we're inside Joyland. That was it. And they had like some of the little kids rides, like the train things. You could just turn them on. Like, it was just the weirdest thing. So then someone has the great idea to go into the Wacky Shack, which is just what you think it is. And
that was a bad idea.
And it was so dark. Like, I've never been in any place so dark. Like, you couldn't see anything. There was nothing. You could put your hands on your face and you couldn't see anything. So to get people, because I'm like, you can't. Then we had a flashlight. Somebody dropped it.
Well, and you don't know. Like, are you going to fall in a hole?
And there was one. And so I kept trying to tell them and to get, you know, 10 people to turn around and go in the same direction. Anyway, we did make it out. But the funny thing.
You aren't exactly Boy Scouts. Like, you didn't have a flashlight with you or something.
No, we did, but we dropped it.
Oh,
in the Wacky Shack. And so then it was like, shit.
Dropped in the Wacky Shack. Oh,
and so we got out. We can get back to my house. And every single one of us was injured. Every one of us was bleeding. It was like we're scraped up. It was like.
Let that be a lesson to you people out there that want to investigate abandoned paranormal.
Take your Band-Aids.
Yeah.
And extra flashlights. Well, strap them to you.
Because you do not know. I mean, you might be just walking off a ledge for, you know, that drops 18 feet. You don't know, right? In a Wacky Shack.
Oh, I'm just telling you, it's one of the stupidest things I've ever done.
But
it was fun.
If you want to be just sort of creeped out, Google abandoned amusement parks.
Google Joyland.
I've done it.
In Wichita,
Google
Kansas.
Google Joyland,
yeah.
Right? But those photographs from abandoned amusement parks are so creepy.
Like, oh, yeah.
I know it gives Stephen King a lot of his inspiration. He just gets on there and looks at abandoned. But that's what I meant earlier when I said swimming pools, bowling alleys, you know, things
schools,
where people used to have fun. And now they're just abandoned, you know, decrepit kind of places where, you know, they're decay and it's just ruins. And it's just this weird feeling of looking at something that at one time brought people so much joy and now is just ruined.
Yeah.
It's a very strange, strange feeling.
And it's really hard, especially a place like this King's, what was it? King's Island?
King's Park.
It's so massive that just to tear it down would cost millions and millions of dollars.
Boy, but in that location, I can't believe somebody hasn't.
Yeah. That's just, I thought that was a good story.
It is.
So
really good one.
If you have a real ghost story, we'd like to hear it. You can call it in 855-853-4802. Write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And you can also get commercial-free versions of the show when you become a premium subscriber. You'll also get advanced episodes and access to the archive. You can do that through Apple Podcasts. You can also do it through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Ryan Seacrest here. Every great barbecue has one secret ingredient. Patience. You do a little, and you wait a little. And while your dinner does its thing, you got a few minutes to yourself, right? Well, kick back with a little Chumba Casino. A flip and a spin. Who knows? Maybe even a login bonus. It is the perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Ryan Seacrest here. Every great barbecue has one secret ingredient. Patience. You do a little and you wait a little, and while your dinner does its thing, you got a few minutes to yourself, right? Well, kick back with a little Chumba Casino. A flip and a spin, who knows, maybe even a login bonus. It is the perfect recipe. Chumba Casino, always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new, so step into the spotlight. Enjoy the excitement and play today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.